Okay. Mitzvah Chof Dalet. V'amitzvah Cho'arba V'esrim. He she'nitztavu ha'kohanim levad. The mitzvah is on the Kohanim. And there'll be a few mitzvahs that he'll say they're on the Kohanim. Lilchoitz yedehem v'ragleim. The pasuk says, "Vochatzu Aaron uvona mimenu es yedehem v'esragleim." And by Zal, there's no mitzvah kiddush yedayim v'ragleim. Even if the Zal comes at the Heichel. And the Rambam doesn't have an Issa of a Zal coming at the Heichel. Okay, we'll see. Okay, potato. Hitzitz nevinu nitztavu akohanim levad lilchot yedeim v'ragleim. You notice the Rambam doesn't say, even though it says v'rochatz mimenu es yedeim v'esragleim, the Torah says, right? Mimenu is the kiyo. The kiyo is not mentioned here at all in the mitzvah, correct?
They use the ketone sometimes.
What?
They use the ketone sometimes.
So that's the Gemara in Zvochim. Zerim omen is kiyo, the Gemara in Zvochim, chobez men aleph, buvad shiu kli sholes. Vo mimenu omen achmona? Yichatzu l'rabbis klisholes. They don't need the kiyo b'davka. Ram bi'as mikdash perikei alocha yud mitzvah l'kadosh me kiyo v'im kiddush me echa me klisholes hari ze kosher. Okay. So it's not in the nusach ha-mitzvah. B'chol zman Sheyiyu, Ram Kitiv the Minyan Mitzvahs in the Mitzvah, calls man Sheyiyu Tzrichin Likonis. The Machayiv and the Zman for the Mitzvah is Kishiyu Tzrichin Likonis. Okay? The two, and if you look carefully, the two Machayiv in Kishra Daim Aglaim. Likonis Lehecho, or Likol Lavoida. If he wants to go into the Heichel, he needs Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And he also needs Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim if he wants to do Avodah. Correct? That's what he says. And L'chayr K'nisa L'Heichel is independent of Avodah. Otherwise, he never say the call of Avodah. Correct? And because of this, we say Zui Mitzkir Shalayim Maglayim, Vuhu Omroi Yisale, Vrochatsu Aaron Uvora Mimenu, Esidei Vesraglayim, Bivoyhom El Oyhomoyed. So it's very interesting. He only quotes the Boyhom El Oyhomoyed, and Boyhom El Oyhomoyed is independent of Avoyed, and that's what Lachor is trying to stress. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah in Kehilim Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes V'Oma Bevoyim Elo Moed Yichatzu Mayim V'Lo Yomusu Tanakamo Oime Shazchoro Shelo Likones Lehechol Bovad B'li Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Okay. However, even though it's very clear that the Ram's opinion is that the mitzvah kiddush yadayim v'raglayim is lav dafka for avoda, but even for knisa lehecha without avoda, and that's the impression you get also Pirush Mishnayis. However, when he moves to me in Akotze and Mishnah Teira, you get a different impression. And And that's why I assume in general, and you would assume like that, that the Minyan HaKotzer was written in the tail end of the Minyan HaMitzvos. And as a Hakdama to Mishneh Torah, whether he modified it later after writing Mishneh Torah, as he's writing Mishneh Torah, and organized it in a different fashion, or wrote it a different way, or had Sforim, or whatever you want to say, but the Minyan HaKotzer, I would assume, would be afterwards, okay? And look what he says in Minyan HaKotzer. He says, like this, excuse me. He says, Lekadesh HaKoyhein Yoda V'raglov B'shas Ho'avoido. Shenema V'rochatzu Aaron Avon V'chul. He doesn't have to quote the end of the Pasuk because he's not interested in pointing out this issue of Oyel Moed, and maybe Oyel Moed B'chal is not M'chayiv anything. If you look, also you get the impression in Mishneh Torah and in the Moirah. In Protei HaMitzvos, in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, Lekadesh Ho'oved Yod V'raglov. In Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, Perek HaLoch Aleph, Mitzvos Aseh, Lekadesh Koyin Ho'oved Yod V'raglov, Akach Yavoid. Shnei Bochatz La'aron Avonu, Mimenu Esidei V'esraglayim. And he doesn't quote Oyel Moed at the end, because that's really relevant for us. It was only relevant here. And in Moed Nevuchim, you also get the impression like this. Because he says in Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Hei, Ushekol Oyved Yikadish Yod V'raglov. Okay, so clearly you don't get the same impression. And even though the Ram Mishneh Korah quotes the Mishneh in Kalim, which you assume according to everyone, this Mishneh in Perek Aleph, Mishneh Tes, Ha'heichu Makudish Yimenu, Shei Nichnas L'Shom, Shlo Yochotz Yod V'Raglov, Tach the Mishneh says Mufurish, there's a problem with Knis and Ha'heichu without Kishadai Marlayim. And the Ram quotes in the Chuzbeis Bechir, Perek Zayin, Loch Chafal, Ha'heichu Makudish Yimenu, Ulam HaMizbeach, Shei Nichnas L'Shom, El Rochut Yod V'Gogdai Maglayim. So I would assume that the Rambam learns in Mishneh Torah that it's a Maila Ba'almo. It's not a Dreisa, it's Tamad Drabonon. Minchas Chinam seems to learn like that also, as a Gedol portion, in Mitzvah Kuf Vav Ois Aleph. Biskulov has a question of the Kiyum Kiddush Ardaim Aglayim in Zvachim in Yud Chesem and Aleph is B'Shas Avoida or it's before. Okay? This, in other words, you wash now, but the Kiyum is B'Oyve B'Kiddush. But whatever you want, what are you going to say with Knisa L'Heicho?
That's an example.
No, if it's a Dereisa. If the point to Ram here, Knis
Lehecho.
Ah, okay. So
what does he say?
He doesn't talk about that issue.
Okay.
He learns that he says he's medactic, that the oyved that the oyved should b'shas avoida. So you get the impression of the avoida, but if it's the Knis and Hechel, maybe you would have a different approach. At least. When it, the truth is, this issue of whether the Azhorah includes Knis Lehecho or not is Doshu Beirabim, it's in Ishi Rishonim. The Mishnah Melech quotes Bekiyas about this in Perikei Aloch Aleph. There's a Rash that deals with this issue in Mishnah Tes, Tesis in Yuma. Hey, Dav Hey, Dev Maschel Hovi, cases in Sanhedrin. Okay. The Sefer Mitzvah of Sadi going also seems to touch on this issue, because the Perek Tesvov, in Obed 129, El HaKorban. Okay. So that's what we have, correct? Now, what about Bizman Hazeh? There's no bias.
So, if they brought a korban?
What?
If they brought a korban, Rabbi's asking.
If they brought, you see, it's not a question of that. You see, I'm not talking about the chiyuv. I'm talking about, in other words, is this mitzvah considered noyeg? So I would have told you, as an old portion, that if the mitzvah is kiddush v'avodah, and since the Ram's opinion is that avodah is not a mitzvah noyeg b'zman hazeh, even though makim avishrein bias, as we pointed out at the end of the Shavuot Yudalit, so I assume the mitzvah kiddush v'avodah is also not noyeg. The problem only is if you say that Knis Lehechel is also Machayev. So, what do you do? Okay? And the interesting thing is, the Chinuch, who basically has the Ram's prescription of the mitzvah, that is an Issa of Knis Lehechel and Avodah, he says this mitzvah is not Noig Bezman Hazeh. Okay? Which is very interesting. Okay. So this is what I started thinking about. So you could have said, there's a din of kitchen, we showed a kitchen, the shayat, the kitchen, lost the love, right? And there's a lav of tmeim for the kanei simach neshchina, wherever each tomei in his own din, okay? That's what I say, okay? So, why shouldn't it apply over here also? So, what I thought originally, which you could have assumed, is that the Makdish, the Kedusha Shuri Kitchen, the Shait Kitchen, the Lavoi, is in terms of Kedusha's Machnes. It's a Machnes Shechina, a Machnes Mevi'ah, a Machnes Yisrael. But the demarcation between Heichel and Azora, that depends upon the Binyan, you know? Okay? The only problem is, no, what? Why?
He says not like Bizman.
Yes, okay. He says it's that could have been okay. Okay. The problem is that the Issa of Bile Konus in the Hechel is also no Bizman, as the Chinuch says. That's the question, okay? So that's where it gets sticky. Shluch Tmeim is no problem, correct? That's in Shin Sarabez, no Hegiz Mitzazub, is Chom Nikes Bechosman. That's okay. However, when you get the Kuf Pei Dalet, which is the Iser of Bia Rekonis Lehecho, but no Hegiz Bezman Habayis Bekohanim, but I feel Achshav. Shloi Bezman Habayis. Omru. Omus the Chayil Levocha, she was home on the Shalik Konis Leichel. Vadosh Adob Mirchsiv, Vashmois Mitteshechem, Veloi Oma Mitteshechem, Oshim Shmomo, the Mash Diktushos Laleim, Afil Geshein Shemimim. The Kivisha Kain, Yeshli Limnois Isa Ze, Bechal Isa Noegis, and the Anogim Hayoim. And that's the Minchas Chinuch when he talks about it over there in Kuf Pei Dalet, says the Pshat is because Kitchen Vishayna Kitchen Tzayat Kislos Lovay. So it means you do say the din of Kitchen Vishayna even as far as Heichel, otherwise there couldn't have been an Issa. So okay, so Kash is a good Kash now, but I think I had to go through this whole thing because it's not like, you know, you just got to now cover all your base. So what I think is, and maybe I'm wrong, okay? Makriven af bishen bayis, all the ashoras are noig, but the mitzvah of hakrova, since there's no mizbeach, there's no mitzvah. All the mitzvahs which are noig, because it's not noig, okay? And the only one that is noig is moros hamikdash, which you have a sepik, says, of course that's noig, okay? So I can imagine that there might be, see, if you learn that the Knesa into Heichel is an Issa Aseh, I can imagine there being an Issa. In other words, the question is it just Ikiyum HaMitzvah? Or it's like Ki'ilu and Issa Aseh? So I can imagine you can have an Issa Aseh also. But it doesn't mean that the mitzvah of Kiddush Adayim Aglayim is Noeg Bizman Hazeh. Okay? That's what I would suggest. Okay? You'll ask me, Matumum, it's only there's no Malkus, but this Tehdei Ashor is still Noeg Bizman Hazeh, Matumum in Kotchim. Okay? That's what I'm just wondering. But the Minchas Chinuch, the Chinuch takes a double portion. He talks about Eichel. That's his lashon over here. That he has that the mitzvah is the mitzvah is also Eichel. Luchot Hayodayim Vaglayim B'chol Eis Hikonis LeEichel. The lashon of Chinuch. That's, you know, that ambivalent. Okay. Now next. Yeah, I'm not telling you have to buy the teretz, but certainly until the last point, I think you should have to buy. Okay? Then the Ram continues, little Russian. Umitzvus asay zu zo, ho eva oleho chay misvede shamayim. Okay? Listen to what he does. Kloimar. Listen carefully. Koyin. Sheshimesh b'miktosh shelorochot yodayim v'aglayim. Chayiv misvede shamayim. See, here, the impression you get from the Rambam, even though he's ready to say that there's an assay of kiddush yodayim v'aglayim prior to knisa l'mikta l'heichol, but the chayiv misvede shamayim is limited to the lack of kiddush yodayim v'aglayim before avodah, okay? This is an issue. The Tesefta in Zvochim per Yud Beis Halacha Yud Zayin the Elu Hein Sheba Misa Hoichol Teva Vaza Shochot Truma. B'koyin tomei shochot truma, tehera, tful yoyim, v'chulei, u'shalo rochot, listen to this one, u'tful yoyim, v'zar, u'tful yoyim, m'chuse begodim, u'm'chuse kippurim, v'shalo rochot zedayim v'aglayim, v'puri roish, v'shisui yayin, shishimshu, kulim b'misa. Shishimshu. I don't know how strong it is, because the whole case, everyone is like that, but if there'll be exceptions, the Tesefta should have mentioned them. That this one has more. The problem is that's what he's saying, correct? The problem is simple, okay? Tosin Yuma is of the Inheyam and Beis is of the opinion that there's a chiyu misa even for bir ikonis. Hey, mebeis the masach v'chein shelo yochot yodayim v'aglayim. Tichsim v'asul havi v'chein b'shelo yochot yodayim v'aglayim. Tichsim b'voyim el oil moed yichatzu oy v'gishtem al mizbeach l'shores mechayev v'oil moed afilu abir ikonis. Okay? The problem is that this is all very nice. You know, as machlokes to Steve and Tais about this, you know, different tastes. I'm just not sure exactly how to read the pasuk. Because if you read the pasuk pashtus, the chiyuv misa shemayim is only going on the beer, not on the avoda. Before we learn more, and then it talks about misa. But whatever it is, that's the way they do it. Okay? That's what I'm saying. The chiyuv is only on avoda. V'omer yisala. Okay?
Why all of a sudden Shlemus? Not too typical, he doesn't use it.
Okay. No, because it's only one parak, I assume. You have to see, you have to go back and check that out. I'm not sure it's in this Masechta, that Masechta, but everything is there in the second parak in Zvachim. Okay? Now, next. Mitzvah Chof Hei. V'amitzvah Achomesh V'yeshrim. Hish Nitztavu HaKohanim. Again, it's Kohanim. It says Aaron Levonov, Lahadlik Haneirois Tomid Lifnei Hashem. Okay, Nitztava Kohanim. I should have even mentioned, you see, the Gemara, listen, just to understand the problem in saying that Abiyu Ekonis in the be in Hechel without Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, to say that there's no Chiyuv Misa Shemayim, listen to Gemara, it's in Hechel. Hey, Gimel Mabez. Ushloach Yodayim Raglayim in Olon, Tichsi, Baboyim El Oil Moed, Yichu Tzumayim, Olo Yamusu. See, if you're going to have a chiyuv, the problem, boil moed means boil moed by itself without avoida, so that's something that should be misa shemayim. It's a little odd. Okay?
There goes the shlemus, too. It's in Sanhedrin.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if you need anything because the pasuk says you don't know. I don't know if the Gemara is discovering America over here. Okay. Now, let's now get into halakhas menorah. Okay. The Ram says that the mitzvah is on Kohanim, correct? But Levad. Kohanim. He should be one of HaKohanim. Lahadik, right? Lahadik. So, the Rambam B'yis Mikdash, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. V'chein Halacha Zaneiris, Kishere B'zorim, Lefikrim Heite V'akoyin Zaneiris, V'otzien L'chutz, Mutal Lazar L'Alika. So the mitzvah of Kohanim, Haki Machshi Azar.
Wait, it's probably machshir, probably losing the mitzvah. Is it issur by a zar?
It's halakha. I don't know what you have. So therefore, what?
Not in the mitzvah.
Okay. So. I think, okay, basically Kim Dumani, I think I remember discussing Rav Moshe Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Bevoch, the Zayda, this and that. But he said over from his grandfather, Rav Chaim, the mitzvah of Alokas Neiris is that the Hechel should be more Duch Koyin through a Koyin. The Hechel should be lit through a Koyin. Okay? It's not the Mais Adlok. And then he said, L'chein, if Azar is Madlik Bachutz, the Koyin may be as a Menor Lehechel, Niskaima Mitzvah. And I think I once heard him say the Mrishio that it's almost like Hanocho is a mitzvah. But it's really not the Hanocho. It's that the bringing it into the Hechel is the Hechel is moored through a Koyin. There's no din of a Maisa Hadlokah Bechlau. That's the Ram says. That if the Hadlokah is to a Zahm and the Koyin brings it into the Hechel, then it's Ksheira. Okay, this part is not in the Sefer. Chaim is a piece in Bias Hamikdash. This part that if the Kohen brings it in, that you're Mekayim in the mitzvah, that's not in the Sefer. Now, okay, I can go next step.
Where does it in the Mishnah Torah?
No, I'm not talking. What the
Kohen, the Zoharites and the Kohen brings it.
No, the question is, it only says that it's Ksheira. If the Kohen is, listen to the Lashon, it says like this, it says, Tchen Loch is there's Ksheira Bezarim, Lefikim Heitiv HaKohen as HaNeiz, Votzion Lochut, Mutalazal Ladliko. And then what happens? Who brings it back in?
It's a Kirchhosim in a Sefer then.
No, he's just Bushing, saying Bushing. That it's not a problem. Okay. It's this Haram Bias HaMikdash, where he's talking about Psulim and Isui Avoida. There's no problem of what do you call it again? Okay? He's not dealing with the Kima Mitzvah really necessarily. Okay. What happens over here, okay? So the Mais HaLokah is not an Avoida. So the Mais HaLokah could be done even through a Zah. So then it comes out, the Zah comes into the Hechel. See, what after the case? A Zah can come into the Hechel, be Mishtachaveh, and let him lighten the Hechel. Why? You know, you have to ask, because why do you have this crazy case? Why did it have to be? There is an Issa Birei Konis.
That wouldn't work, you're saying.
Yeah. There is an Issa of Birei Konis, but I'm not sure in the Rambam, if you look in Perek Beis, it might only be by Koyin. And if it's not by Koyin, the Zah can come Mishtachavet, the Mishtachavet is Mafkir. So let the Zah do it. Let him light with name. So, okay, right. Now, then the Ram says over here, let's say, Lahadlik Haneris Tomid. Okay? And this want to tell you something, okay? The Ram quotes Tomid over here, by Lokas Haneris. He also quotes it by Sidor Lechem upon him. Okay. But he doesn't quote it by Ketelis. Haktoris Haktelis. In Mitzvah Chav Zayin. Ish Sivano. In Chavov, he says, Hit Nitzvara Kohan Lahalik Nele Otomit. Let's see, we have this. Chav A. Chavov is that. Chav Zayin is Lechem Apon. These are La Lechem Aponim Lifnei Hashem Tomit. Okay. But when it comes to Keteres, Chav Ches, he doesn't say Tomit. Even the Teres says Tomit. Okay.
Possibly can bring answers to that.
Okay, good. The answer is simple, because there's two interpretations of Tomid. Tomid can be regularly or always. Okay. The Ram's use of the word Tomid in the Nusach HaMitzvah means always. In Keteres, it's only regularly. In the Sida Lechem, the Lechem has to be always on the Shulchan. Tfocher Shazeh, Gnei Tfocher Shazeh. The Menorah, the Ram Shita, is not like Rashi, that there were separate times to light, and if it went out, you didn't have to light it. It had to be lit, it had to be all the time. Okay? That's the Ram wants over here with Tomid. Lahalik Haneiros Tomid. However, there are two parts to Alokas Neiros. There's the fact that the Heichel is more through a Kohen, and there's no Maisa Avoda. Okay? And that's Tomid. It should always be like that. Then there's the Hatovah, the Dishon V'Hatovah. The Dishon V'Hatovah, it's a Maisa Avoda. Okay? And that's the Ram's way. He has a discussion back and forth with the Chibis and the Shemayim on it, or what? Okay, yeah. The Fazal, okay? The Hatova is Baboka, Benaboka, Baboka, Boka, or Benabayim. So it's very strange. The Tomid expressed itself in two different ways. In the Hadloka itself, it's always. But when it comes to the Hatova, the Hatova Chaim learns that it's to make the neiros have to be doluk kil choson, and the only way the doluk kil choson if you do the atova, and the kohen gets it ready. That's what he says. The kohen got it ready. They took it out, and there was aloka, and correct. But there the times for that. That's what Chaim says in Sefer. And that's the emes we quoted over there, that Lahalo is near Tomid. The Ram says, for example, in Sherez Yud, Rab Chaim in Bias Migdash Perek Tesal Chazayin, Ki im Ti'ika Mitzvosa, Hu Shiyu, Haneris Dokin Tomid. Ubezesh Haneris Dokin, who the Havi Yisrei Kiyu Mitzvizu. Okay? We'll come back to this. Just wanted to stress that Chaim says that. That part of Chaim says is safer. But how? What happens if it's Hidlik Bachutz? What happens exactly that he doesn't talk about in safer? He did. I remember this very vividly. Except the Rav told Moshe Zeichat Tadvocha that the Reb Chaim used to quote a pasuk in Shmuel about this. I remember we were opening up and down, in and out, trying to figure out what pasuk in Shmuel he could have been referring to. And as later years, it came, you know, I don't know if Moshe told me or whatever. I don't remember exactly how it got to me. But, you know, he's referring to a pasuk in Shmuel, which is not clear. We're showing him that's shot in the pasuk. Because it says in Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph, what they call Shmuel Aleph, Gimel, per Gimel pasuk, Gimel, V'ne'er Elohim, Terem Yichbe. U'Shmuel Sheichev, Beheichel Hashem. So he said that you'd be eating Ne'er's Dokim Beheichel. This is like a Ben Yoina in Mishlei, in Chof, Perek Chof, Pasuk Chof Zayi, Tochin, Ner Hashem, Ner Hashaluch Meis Hashem, Kederech V'Ner Elokim Terem Yichbo. asher pirusho ner asher tzivo lo v'asher mizboch la'al choisoi. Because pashtis in the Gemara Kedushin is not like that. Because the Gemara Kedushin ayin beis and beis says lamdecho she'ein tzadik nifta min olam ad she'nivra tzadik k'moisoi. Shenem v'zoch ha'shemesh v'bo ha'shemesh. Ad she'le kofs l'shim sh'shal eili zoch l'shim sh'shal shmuel. Ha'vamos shenem v'ne'el elokim te'em yichbe u'shmuel shoychem. That's why I don't love that. So that's, you know, Now next. So the mitzvah is lahadlika neiris, right? Correct? And that's what he said in Sherish Yud, that it's not the kichas Hashemen, but it's tadloka, correct? Tadloka, or the atova, he talks about the atova, we spoke about this, okay? Demis is probably the Rambam in Sherish Yud, when he's talking so much, is having polemics with Rav Sadi Gaon. Listen to Rav Sadi Gaon says the mitzvah is by Lokas Neiris. In Perek Yudal, Romans 117, Shemen Sheyihyeh B'mikdash Tomid. I don't know what the Tomid is, very strange. Sheyihyeh B'mikdash Tomid. The Shemen should be in the Mikdash Tomid, okay? Sheyudlaku by Haneiris.
What's with Dr. Shemen?
Isha Oma. They don't know how far he's going. But he says, Shemen Shiyeh B'mikdash Tomid. Shiyudlikur. And the piyut of Sadi going, the Shemen Zoch Lamor Dvirai.
It's like Shemen HaMishka, sir.
It's almost like this. I want to tell, say, he switches it around. The Ram says that the Shemen is the Hagdomo, and the Adloka is the Tachas, that's the Mitzvah. Tachas is the Mitzvah. And what he says is Faket, the Hagdomo is the Mitzvah, and the Tachas, the Mato, it's almost like what the Rambam says in Shemen HaMishcha, because the Lashon Rambam Shemen HaMishcha is like this.
That posted that way in Shmos Sefav Zayin, says, V'ichoy lecha Shemen Zayisok, Asis Lamor Lalos Ner, Tamid. So if the Tamid goes, it could either go back and Lalos Ner, Tamid, or it could go back on Rikoy Lech Hashemen.
Okay, I don't know. You want to say that? Okay. Okay. This, in Shemen HaMishcha, you find like this. In Ayin Hey, I mean Lamed Hey, in Asay Lamed Hey, Hish Sivon Shielon Shemen Osri Ala Maskunta Ham Yuchedis Muchan Lim Shoyach. The mitzvah is to have it. And what you're supposed to do with it, you do with it. Okay? So, okay. And that's the emesis where I quoted for Reb Chaim, lahalois ne'er tomid, that the Ika mitzvah, lahalois ne'er tomid, that's the Rambam's lahalois ne'er tomid, that the Ika mitzvah so is in the area should be dark and tomid. And that's the what he says over here. Okay. Now, I want to share something with you, but I don't want to talk about it too much because the truth is I discovered this Shabbos morning and I was just looking for Kisateri, just that I'm, and it just changed my whole Shabbos. I'm not getting involved in this. And this is what I want to just mention before. I was going to tell you Rashi Parkham because I don't want to go out of what. The question is, the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash, is it Binyan HaMikdash or Binyan Beis HaBechira? There's an oddity going on because the Gemara Sanhedrin and the Sifri, Gimu Mitzvahs Nistabra Yitz Yisrael, is Limnois Melech, Lachazar Shal Amolek, in Beis HaBechira. Limnois Beis HaBechira, Shnei Meshich Lissinus Vosa Shal. And that Lechoy is Beis HaBechira. Okay? If you look up Sadigun, when he describes the Mitzvah Binyan HaMikdash, he talks about a Binyan of the Mishkan, and then he talks about the need of bias, and he talks about Al-Gozim. And the only structure that Al-Gozim was the base of Bechira. Okay? If you look at the Rambam, in Mitzvah Chof, which we never noticed, when he quotes the Sifra, not quoting the Moshe Hedron, but he quotes Sifra, and he says, Zu ha-mitzvah zeh is based on Bechira. Look, what does he say that? And it's not in the Arabic, it's in the Hebrew, right?
Correct, it's in the Hebrew.
Right? Beis HaBechira, correct?
Yivlos Lahem Beis HaBechira.
Okay, and what's the Nusach in Minyan HaKotze in Chof, in Rambam? You have the Franklin, they'll tell it to you in the bottom there, on the next page, the page before. If you don't have it, just give it to me, I'll find it. Livus Beis HaBechira. So then it comes out, the Marebi. If you look, however, in the Protea Mitzvahs and Mishneh Torah, it talks about Beis HaMikdash. And he throws this drush of Chazal of Beis HaMikdash into Tilchos Melachim. He doesn't quote the Shechel Hasidus of Bechal. Okay. So I was wondering, the whole discussion, let's not make this short, the whole discussion of Beis Maksid and Sai, okay, which he makes a big deal out of, that's Kilu, the interaction between man and God and the Shekhinah and the Ksei in Mitzvah Hey, if you look at the end, when he talks Ibn Mikdasha, is only over here in Minyan HaMitzvahs, where the Mitzvah is the Beis HaBechira. But Mishneh Torah, where the Rambam has changed, and that's what the Rav said, but the Rav said independent of everything. He said, why is the Ram telling you the whole history at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira? Because he wanted to say there was a kiyum with Gilgal, Nevegivon, and Shiloh. It wasn't only limited to Beis HaBechira. Okay. So then you go back when he talks about Yireh in the Minyan HaKotzer, or he talks about Shmir in the Minyan HaKotzer, he talks about Ba'ezeh, going back to the base of Bechira. However, in Minyan HaKotzer, where he talks about Hadlokas Neiris, what's the Lashon Minyan HaKotzer Chof Hei? Laroich Neiris Ba'Mikdosh. He changed. And maybe he's of the opinion that in Bom Gedolah, there's also mitzvah lokas neiris, but there might not be a cue of opinion on mikdash. Okay, so just look at Lashon back and forth. Look at Zohar Kuli. Okay, that was a point. This got me very excited at Shabbos because all the diukim, that's the Ram doesn't quote in Mishneh Torah, but the base macht, so it was a base mucha l'Hashem, makriven. But the whole idea of it might have changed. And therefore, it could be that the Rambam has, it could be that in Sefer Mitzvahs, the place where you davened, in after there was no Mishkan, until there was base of Bechira, was up in the air. And maybe that's why Shlomo Melech had the big deal of his spalal derech Hashem. But the Rambam Perek Alvarus Tefillah Halacha Gimel is very clear that in that whole period they always daven to Nevegivon to from Mimois Moshe Rabbeinu Ad Ezra. If you look very clearly in Perek Alvarus Halacha Gimel, and that's because the Mikdash and the Ivdu with Mikdash and the Mikdash existed according to the Rambam this whole period in Mishneh Torah. So there's a whole different issue of what's going on. And tefillah doesn't depend upon base maxi as it's
where the Aaron is, basically?
Where?
The base maxi is where the Aaron is?
No, that's where it's not. Because what happened in Nevegivon with Eli, you know, you shoot the history.
So it's not even that.
Correct? It's the base of Mikdash, independent of everything. Okay? So that's a very important issue. So the question is, what happened? Shlomo Melech has a big prayer about the beam. The focus in Beis HaMikdash, when it came, when he finished the Beis HaBechira, was the prayer should be over here. So what changed? Okay. So if you say that this is the change, it's only Beis HaBechira, and it's the Shechina, and Maksed, and whatever, okay. But it's not clear that's the case. But over here, it's very clear in the Minyan HaKotzer, even though he says the mitzvah is Beis HaBechira, in Neiris it's Mikdash. Okay, next. Now, we spoke about this insurance. You don't have to go back to it again. Here he quotes the Psukim. The Ram quotes the Pasuk. For Lokas Aner, he quotes, Moy Mechutz HaPorchas, Yoledus Yarech Oysarim. Yarech Oysarim Uvonav, okay? In the Shroshim, he quotes Lahalois, which is a big chiddush, because an infinitive is not necessarily a tzivu. And we spoke about this only maybe if there's a kefil, we don't know. And we talked that he was maybe interested in their point out it's a tachos of the mitzvah in Cherish Yud. But that's really not far. But here it's Yarech Oysarim Uvonav. Okay. Now, Chavav, a new mitzvah. Bar mitzvah Hashesh Esrei, just look at this. Fish the Sava Kohen V'vorech Es Yisrael B'chol Yoy. Okay? Yeah, okay, B'seid, we'll see. Chav Zayin, we'll see about that, okay? Okay, B'seid Yigin also has it. Okay, we'll see about the Rambam, the Kiesel. Okay. A mitzvah Chav Zayin, Hish Tivono, Losim Lechem upon him, and Chav Ches Keteris. So in between, after I look as a Neiris, and before the Mlechem upon him, Keteris, he throws in Bikas Kohanim. Correct? Okay. So I just want to tell you something about this. First of all, even though Bikas Hamozin is Lehoidos in Sefer Mitzvahs, here it's clearly Levarach, and here he uses the word in Arabic of Brocha, Yivarucha. I don't know exactly how to pronounce it, but that's what it is, okay? Now, say the Rambam. L'chayr the Rambam here, we're introducing Beis HaBechira in Mitzvah Chav. He's talking the Mitzvah of Tuliyim and Mikdash over Avodah Kohanim and Levim, correct? He's talking about Mikdash, Kohanim, and Avodah and Levim, correct? So, what is the Mikdash Kohanim? So, a priori, you would have said that since it says in Dvorim Yud Perich Posiches, Boesahi Hibdil Hashem Eshever Alevi Loses Zargoin Bris Hashem Lamoid Lifnei Hashem Lishoso Lavoch Bishmoy Ad Hayoy Mazer. And the Rambam's opinion is the Hekish is not to just learn Dinim like you need Birkas Kohanim Bamida, but it's coming to tell you that the Iker Mitzvah Birkas Kohanim is like Avodah B'Mikdash. L'shosoy u'levorech b'shmoy. And because of that, the Rambam has decided the Seder has to be that it's equivalent and almost like Arichas Haner and Arichas Haner and Shulchan with Lechem upon him and Ketaktoros Keteres. Maybe you could have said that it's the Ika Mitzvah is that Shem in Mikdash is a Chal Hashem. The question is Shem in Mikdash. You bevorach in Mikdash Shem Miyuchad. So I was thinking, I was toying with this idea, and I found in Minchas Chinuch in Shinai Ches, it's like this. The gam yesh svara the hekish brocha l'sheilis min atera. Efshe the mikdash tichsiv l'shos alvoch b'shmoy haynu shem ha-miyuchod v'kiyamti misvod nafshoy. So maybe l'voch the ikka mitzvah takin mikdash l'shos alvoch b'shmoy and b'chur l'shoy Yisrael. And this sounds almost like the Sifri Zuta in Perek Vav Pasuk Chav Zayin shebegvulin oime sholosh boch ze mikdash boch achas mikdash oime Hashem kiksova umedina bekinuya begvulin nois yedeyim l'chayah that's kilu or that's the Mesera. However, there is tremendous power to this. The Gemara Tainis almost, or let's say, not almost, explicitly says that the hekesh between the shos avoch b'shmoy is an asmachta. Chob vov on the base, the chob zayin ma'af matkif lo rabbu abu the reb zero vi amilo oshir lo b'lazavdo I ma nozi osu b'chaltzen av klein mevorech osu b'chaltzen om a reb yitzchok om a kol the shos avoch b'shmoy. Ma mishoreis muta b'charzen, af koyein mevorech muta b'charzen. Fek de Gemara, ima mishoreis bal mumloi, af koyein mevorech bal mumloi, ho ishkis lenozir, umay chos demakish lekulo, akish lechumo, asmach neninu, mit Rabbonon ulekula. So the chera other state in the Gemara that this whole thing is not serious. The Teisa Menachos on Kuf Tes and the Rashi Megillah Perek Gimel Siman Tes the Su Amin Leima Mishoris Balmum Loi Af Mevorach Balmum Loi. Where this is and what this is, we have to know. Kom Nisanol on the Rosh in Sifkot Ches goes wild about this. The Rosh in Yuma quotes Yushalmi, that Yushalmi seems to take this Rosh seriously. That's how you know it's Bayoim. The Aguda in Seita, Perek Zayin B'Sifri, Misayim Lamidi Kashi L'Odavache. Where the Sifri is, I don't know. Okay? But the problem is, Rampi Shnayis seems to say this Drosh is only Remes. In Perek Zayin Mishneh Dali, Masha Atatzoch L'Das, She also B'Shum Ponim Levatis Shem HaMuforish V'Lo L'Dabeh Boi Klau V'Yud Kei Vovke Ela B'Mikdash Bovad V'O Remes L'Kach B'Teira Omu b'chomok m'shaske shmi v'omu nema shahave b'sires saris es hamikro v'darshel b'chomok m'asher ove lecho v'achticho aske shmi. So he says v'oremiz l'kach l'chay, it's only asmachta. So I don't know. I'm not sure if all this is not serious. I can go on and on about these droshes. You know, there's the question about whether gimu psukim or pasuk echod. What's the whether it is a din or not a din, or it's only because you don't answer Omen Mikdash and the Hagbos Yadayim Valva Rashayim. Rashi seems to say it's a din because of the Shem HaMeforish, but the Ram quotes it before. I'm not sure exactly what's going on over here. But, you know, on the other hand, if this Drosh at the Sheirish is not serious, we have no clue what the Rambam wants over here. However, the Rambam left this completely because in Mishneh Torah he puts Birkas Kohanim in Sefer Ahava. And Sefer Ahava is Echol Boi Amitz Shein Tadiris Nistavu Behen Kelavis Amokal Zochoy Tomim. On Kriyas Matfilu uBrachos, and he's called Luchos Tfilah. So the Chera, you would assume that there's a certain kiyum avodas atfilah with kohanim bedavka.
He says b'chol yom there.
Get to the kol yom. Take it easy. I'll take clear kol yom. Okay, don't worry about it. And maybe this is the din because she in Perik Yudal alochazayin because you are kohanim mevorchim etzom lo yabita ba'om for yasichu daitai el yiu beinei einayim keneged oretz kaimi betfilah. And this, if you look at the this may be what he say Meira from the Aben Ezra and Shaches is talking about lispalil ba'atcha v'zehu ulvorch b'shmei k'mo v'yisa arin es yodov. I don't know. So it might be. But Mer Nebuchim, he explains why Ibikas Kohanim is in Sefer Avo. He says like this. He says, the Sibis Kovres, and so the Loima, Shekabonis Rabboi the Sehem, Zicho and Hashem Tomid Bukhule, Ushiyamid, Bashem Isboch, Mashu Echrechi, Lechol Baldas Yamino, Hey Matfila Kriishma, Bikas Amozan, Mashinid Bukhuhen. Ubikas Kohanim, Utfilin, Mezuzah, Vitzitzis, Uknei Sefer Teira, Vikreis Boileitim, Kol Elo, Hey Maasim, Shiyumadu Deis Moilois. Vakomavu and Nigla, and it's, I'm not sure that this is his approach in later years. But it's just amazing putting this over here. Okay, now, we'll take care of B'chol Yoyim. The Ram also has in Pratei Mitzvah Chus Tfila. U'pikas Kohanim Shnia. Levor Kohanim Es Yisrael B'chol Yoyim. But Minyan HaKotze, he doesn't say B'chol Yoyim in Chavav. Levor HaKohanim Es Yisrael. Shem because of Ochas Bnei Yisrael. The Kia Sefer in Hilchos Tefillah in Perek Yudalad. Ki boi bochar Hashem Elokecho mikol shvatecho lamo v'shores v'shem Hashem hu uvon v'chol kol yomim. So he says kol yomim. So he says, since it says kol yomim, it's kol yomim. And he quotes this pasuk, which is very odd. This is talking about exactly lamud the shoris b'shem Hashem who avon of the shoris lamud the shoris b'shem Hashem kol yom. It's a very strange rush. But the ma'isi finds himself sadigun in Perek Tezvav Amud 130 u'shivochu es bnei Yisrael b'shlosh pesukei bracha b'chol yom. Okay, now we have that now. Chav Zayin, we just start. Va mitzvah shva hasheva vi esrim hish zivonu lohosim lechem aponim lifnei Hashem. Okay. You see, you also find this in Chav Hey, lifnei Hashem. Okay. And this, you understand, in Neiris is part of the pasuk. Al Ravon Oisay Aun Uvonov Me'er Vaybreke Lifnei Hashem. Okay, and here also it says Lifnei Hashem in Lechem Aponim. It says Nasat Shulchan Lifonai Tomid. So I assume Lifonai is the same thing as Lifnei Hashem. And that's what he has in Minah Kotzel. Has the lechem upon him, levoinu lefnei Hashem, b'chol Shabbos. Okay? Mitzvah Hashem, I guess we'll stop here. And there will be people.